Seven pack of oilers. First Mishnah. Atume ba'koisel, makoyma tefach al tefach alum tefach. You have a hole in the wall and you have tume in there. And that compartment that it's in, that hole that it's in, is one cubic tefach. Kol aliyah shel gabah filim eser tumeyus. The tume, since it is as a space of a tefach al tefach, it spreads around the entire tefach al tefach and it goes up through that wall to the top and into all the stories above that. But if it wasn't a wall that went, a common wall that went up into all the buildings, all the stories, but you had two rooms, and on top of that you had the second story with one big room, then he tameya, the bottom one is tame, that has the tumah in its wall, but cholagliyah shel gabah tahiris, the ones on top of tahir, because the wall does not continue upwards, and mamela, since the tumah is confined in the bottom two rooms, those are the oil, and the oil also is mafsik, prevents the tumah from going up. Koisel sheinis, the koisel of something on the seashore, but it's not a shore, it's like a cliff next to the sea, the water bangs against the cliff. Since it is a solid piece of stone or earth or whatever it is, the tumah that's in it goes straight up and down. It's not spread to the sides. But it goes all the way up. Nefesh ha-tumah. If you have some type of tombstone that you build on top of the kever, and it's a solid chunk, then anoyga benatzdotim toha. Somebody touches from the sides, it's tahor, because also since it's a solid piece, the tumah goes directly up, it doesn't spread out. The tumah goes straight up and straight down. But if there was an area of one cubic tefach, that's a minimum oil. Since it had ear space of tefach, that whole area where the mace is considered an oil. And therefore, somebody who touches anywhere above of it, he will be tamei. Nei can kever sosim. It's like an entire kever which is sealed, and a sealed kever does not prevent the tumah from going out. Adarav, the tumah spreads underneath the entire coffin, and it goes all the way up and all the way down. Samach leisukos tameyos, Rabbi Yehuda Matar. There's pshatim in what this sukkah is. The Rav says it's some type of mashkoif, which is some type of frame that was put on this stone which is above the kever. And it seems that the Tanakhama treats it as part of the kever itself, the stone of the kever, which the stone of the kever is Tameh, and Yehuda treats it as something which is considered on the side of it, and is Tameh. There's another pshat that He put a structure, and next to this stone, and the stone served as a wall of the structure also. Even though before we said that the tumah, the tzadim are tahor, that means the tzadim, that the area which is right next to the stone itself, but the stone itself is tumah, and therefore, since the stone is being used as a wall of this other room, then it brings the tumah to that room. That's what the Tanakam holds. And Yehuda holds that no, we look at the stone as a separate entity, and it's not in the time of the room.